I'll say $10,000. Give it to old people, and then they sign over their share back to the corporation. So nobody got hurt that way. The old people, they used their money. We lost, I count 50 already right here in our village that never got no benefit out of Otna or nothing, out of the land claim. Their burial was by private donation. Our family had to take care of that. Why couldn't they do that themselves with their own stock? Up to that 0.75% or something. I know Congress tried to go, they're trying to figure out a way. They can't. That's United States law. They couldn't do it. Now, there's nothing wrong with a loan. 75% of your stock, give it to them. Let them have a good time, whatever they want. They earned it. Because they only have a few years to live anyway. But I know the older people, they gave up. What are we talking about? Nothing. We don't get nothing. That's why they say. That's true. What did they work for all these years? They earned it. We're not talking about young people. Not them. No, I'd say somebody over 60. Somebody's already crippled and they can't do nothing. What could they do? They can't do nothing with Otna stocks. It's worthless paper to them. I know, I reiterated today and I heard it in Anchorage meeting in Congress. There's no way you can go around that law. They didn't think about this loan. Otna can still be the loaner, up to 75% of their stock. I don't know what it's worth. They might own, some people own more than others. That thing you can't say, that's not our business either. Some people own, their kids got killed. Well, okay, they got the stock too. What's good to them now? They're old. And they're gonna go too, so. Now's the time to use it for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Judge, you come over here and speak. You're certainly welcome.
If the old.
And your name is.
My name's Donna George, and I'm from Copper Center. If the old people got their stocks all at once, like what he was talking about. What would happen to them, their land? You know, how would they survive without their, when they give up their stocks, they're giving up their land. How would they make it?
Well, that would be up to the corporation, I suppose, to decide whether or not, if they sold a stock back to the corporation for a cash payment, they should nevertheless be entitled to all the rights of shareholders anyway. That's one of those, the many questions that seems to come up when you consider this settlement.
Oh, that's
It's coming through loud and clear here in Copper Center. People who spoke this afternoon and those who've spoken this evening all are concerned that the elders should in some way be recognized and compensated. Mr. Ewan pointed out that quite a number that he knows have died since 1971 and received, he says, nothing under ANCSA.
Yeah, that's true, all right. That's all I wanted to ask.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm getting tired of coming. You know, they get their 160 acre mixed up with the land claims. That isn't so. That's a different deal altogether.
The allotments.
Well, that, a lot of people own their own allot. That's theirs. That's got nothing to do with it.
And that's so, right.
A lot of people don't understand that. Her grandpa owns one of that. What's he talking about? That's their private land. Anska got nothing to do with that thing. That's one thing I want to clarify.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Evelyn Pete Titna, Chief Andrew Isaac of Dudley Cara. What I thought would be a pretty good solution in a way, in one way. The way to guarantee that each Indian, each Eskimo, each Aleut, each Tlingit, each Haida, each Tsimshian, each Yupik, each Chupik, Inupiaq, Inupiaq, that each one of them would have 160 acres. Everyone, your kids, your grandchildren, there will all, because we have so much land, there will always be a provision for your home site, 160 acres. Then another thing, a solution that he had was to divide the rest of that money up. And that would put the land back into trust, which is what I'm doing right now as a Otna shareholder. I'm trying to make sure that all of our land goes back into trust into each village council to be handled by the village council, not to be sold and not to be given away to outsiders. Because all this land, we're not greedy. We know it takes all of this land to feed those moose. It really takes all of this land to feed those caribou, because now look at how much, there's nothing left hardly. You gotta go long ways to get a moose if you follow that state law. But I say that the state has no right to regulate our game. They have no right to let outsiders in here. The first priority should go to the landowners. We should be making the laws. In fact, we have made the laws. The chiefs, Markle Picho pointed out that the chiefs regulated all the game, the fishing and the hunting. And that's our tribal law. That predates statehood, predates United States government, predates Columbus, predates all of the so-called New World. The indigenous people here, the Atnatana, we had all our own laws. The white people came in, and because we didn't speak their language, they told us we're ignorant. But what the truth is that they were ignorant. They're just now finding out that we had already laws to control population of our own selves. We have tribes, the Jilchina, Nelchina, Tolchina, Akhtatne, the Kaidiu, Chishu, Nichishu, Yidishu. There's eight I know about right here in Copper River. As Nelchina, I can't marry the Kaidiu, the Jilchina, Akhtatne, and Tolchina. That's like my own brother. That keep us from inbreeding. We had our own rules about stealing. The penalty for stealing is cut off your finger. You steal too many times, you lose your life. You're no good to the people. You can't be trusted. And there was no, they never even heard of murder. Those old people, when we were talking to them, never even heard of murder or bank robbery or hunting violations. Boy, they're strict. You go in hunt on somebody else's land, you got to go before that whole tribal council. It's a key. It's scary. Even if you have family problems, your kids are not behaving, you got to go before the tribal council. If you want a divorce, you go before the tribal council. Yeah, there was no divorce, really. What they did is make you go back and try. People didn't cheat around like they do now. My grandma said if women had a lot of kids by somebody, they made them get married to somebody, whether they like it or not. And all our morality is going down the drain right now. We had a belief in God. We call him Nakultani. We worship the moon. The Inupiaqs call it a lingnak. When we want animals, the woman is the hunter. And it's the same way with Indians. They can tell by the new moon is. If it's tilted back like this, that means it's going to be a good year for animals. If it's straight up, it's no good. The same with Inupiaqs. When I lived at Point Hope, we did the same thing. We had a religion that was so strong and a happiness that was so good that it happened during my lifetime. I'm 38. And when I go see my great-grandpa, he start singing right away. These things keep us happy. We have our own laws before land claims. And they should have been recognized at that time. We knew about them then, but they have been ignored. Everything's been ignored. They say we don't have nothing, we're dumb, we're ignorant, but that's not true. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to be contradictory what she says. You got to understand, she's got her own corporation. We don't have that kind of problem, us. We have a land committee for Copper Center. Every village in Otna's got land committee. Nobody's going to touch your land unless it goes through the land committee from the village. I think like Copper, they have five land committee. Nobody's going to touch the fish camp or nothing unless it goes through, and then it's got to go to Otna from there. Otna has to approve it. For every village except Chitna, we don't know what they're doing there. Every village got land committee. They're not going to touch their land unless it goes through that village land. That's elected people. Elected land committee. It goes through voting procedure. And I'm one of them from Copper Center. I know they can't touch the land. Not our land. Because even if we did approve it, it's got to go through Otna board again. They might knock that down, dude. Whatever it does, but it's well protected, Copper Center's land is.
How was the village land committee chosen?
By vote.
Of the people in the
village? Stockholders meeting.
Stockholders meeting.
Yep. There's five. I don't know the other village. I think Tavlina's got five, too. In fact, next month we got to go training. May month we got to go training. All the villages that's in Otten has got to go training for 2 days, I think it is. Try to understand where our land is, you know. But nobody's going to touch Otten's land unless it goes through the land. The village, you understand, like Tazlina. Nobody's going to touch their land unless it goes through that Tazlina committee. And then Otna's got to approve it too. So no, that's a double safety there. We have to recommend, land committee first got to approve that person's thing, and then Otna got to approve. So we can't just give our land away like people are thinking. No, it's double safety on that.
Thank you. Another thing I'd like to say about Angstka is, why were all these corporations made? See, this is not part of our life, corporation, see. Always had our own government, see, we should have government. Because before Angst came around, the United States government dealt with the people on as a government-to-government basis. Rather than having a native corporation, we should have had our own government under Angstka.
Question to ask about my name, Marco Pete. While back here, before the Native Land Claim Settlement or whatever happens, Basile George Donna's grandpa, he had about 160 acres or whatever. He'd been there for a long, long time. He used to trap and everything by Squirrel Creek, about 79 miles this side of Valdez. And whatever happened, he lost it. In some state, or I don't know who, sold it to some white people. Like they say, it belonged to you. I don't know how they did it. That's a stealing from the native people, you know. That's really happened. The man was trapping ever since he, you know, he was healthy. Now he's getting old. He don't understand about land deal or anything.
A lot of the elders can be here. They sit after church. I don't know. I could talk, but I see it happen to our younger people. The family bought this land right in Copper Center. Their mom died. They thought they owned it all the time. Until Otner looked at their map, this was paid for. The people that sold it to them already dead. You can't get your money back, nothing. So Otner just, that was their land anyway. I mean, they lived on it. So they give it to them. How did I give it to them? They all this time they thought it was their property, private property. It'd been bought, sold, they had bill of sale. That's what mistrust is about around here. They done us wrong somewhere. And what I think what benefit us is that we learn from these things. Just don't give $1,000 away because they show you a piece of paper. We have maps. Anytime you want to look at whose land is that, they can't sell you nothing. That's, I know this is my friend right here. That's what I'm talking about. Her mom bought it. She died already. Okay, all this time, she said, I have my own property. We look at that map, Adna. There was no record of who sold it. Nothing. That guy did already. You can't get your money back or nothing. that's going to happen later on too, I suppose. That's why I say you should study your map, what land you own. I mean, the whole village, you should learn that stuff. It's going to be more trouble later on for our younger kids. They don't even know where state land, they don't even know. They think it's theirs. No, it's different property. They have to learn. Somebody's got to show them. I think that's, I don't think it would cost Otten nothing to teach them, like several mistakes have been made. We should benefit by these mistakes. We can't tell everybody, young kids, hey, that's not yours. No, you can't. They should know by their own self. I know this is true facts what I'm talking about. And after they thought they owned this thing for about 30 years, they found out it wasn't even there. Somebody sold it for nothing. I mean, I don't know, the guy died too, so somebody pocketed that thing.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if any of the people are coming from church, but we can come back in the morning and see if any of them are coming down then.
Is there scheduled for here?
Yeah, we're scheduled to be here in the morning, and I guess there's nothing to stop us coming down to see if there are any who do come in the morning. Maybe that's a better time for them. Well, thank you for coming.
It's quite all right. Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Well, I think that that what we'll do then is adjourn until tomorrow morning, and we're not obliged to start in Golconna until tomorrow afternoon. So we'll come here in the morning and see if there are any others who wish to speak. And well, we said 9 o'clock, but let's make it 9:30 just to allow a little leeway there. And so let me thank you all for coming again, and we may see you in the morning, or we may see you at Golconna, but we'll be around tomorrow here at 9:30, and then we'll go to Golconna tomorrow afternoon. So thanks again.
I guess you might as well knock.
Good night.
Yeah, nice to see you. Mark, how do you spell your last name? Just be T-E-D. Hi.
Howdy.
What is it called you doing?
I just walked in. Take this just a moment. Yeah, but land claims. Quite a few this afternoon, not very many this evening.